The Royal Rumble, the beginning of the grandest stage of them all. It's produced every January by the WWE. Sometimes it's 30 men. Sometimes it's 29 men and one woman. Sometimes it's 40 men, even though that didn't go out very well. The event began in 1988, which was only shown on the USA Network, went to pay-per-view. There's two of us here who have been watching almost 30 years. I'm Charlie the Crusher. I have the Blind Avenger with me. We are completely unqualified experts in the WWE, and we want to know, whose storyline is it anyway? Good afternoon, good evening, and good night to whatever time you are listening to our wonderful podcast. Welcome to Whose Storyline Is It Anyway? This is the very first episode of our show. I am Charlie the Crusher, and hopefully you know Connor the Crusher. If you don't, you should become affiliated with him on YouTube, on the WWE Network. I am going to honor him by using his nickname. But my biggest thing is, I've been watching wrestling since I was 3 years old, and I am not a happy camper lately. And my friend, the Blind Avenger, is not happy either. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, and good night to you, sir.
Howdy, how's it going?
So, how long have you been watching wrestling?
Wow, I really don't know. Probably the late 80s to the early 90s was around the time. It's watching it on Saturday mornings, Superstars, when it was in syndication, is probably when I started. I have vague memories. One of the biggest ones that stands out is when Jake the Snake was... Or no, it was Macho Man who was bit by Jake the Snake's snake
Macho on Man.
Saturday morning. Yes. So that's kind of when it started. I think the first pay-per-view I ever actually watched was the first one that was made available to order in this area, and that was WrestleMania 9 at Caesar's Palace, where that's the WrestleMania where Yokozuna beat Bret Hart.
A heartbreaker.
To become the champion. Yeah, exactly. And then Hulk Hogan ended up walking out with the belt in the end, too, because he challenged him to a match after Yokozuna won.
Oh, the good old days.
Yes.
The good old days. Now,
yes.
I've been to many. I've been to Survivor Series. I've actually been to the one where The Undertaker made his debut.
Okay.
I was very, very young. I have been to many, many fan access. So I've been on both the lines as a fan and as a journalist. So I've been lucky in that regard. But my biggest thing is just that I've been so invested for so long. And the Blind Avenger and I have had many conversations about this. We both have equal, different views on wrestling, on the WWE specifically. That is the professional wrestling that we're going to be focusing on, because that's the one that we watch most frequently. But we're definitely different because the Blind Avenger is actually blind. It's just not his nickname.
Correct, yes.
So he brings a totally different outlook to what we're going for and what we actually see and hear and know about wrestling. So I think it's very awesome that you are a fan and that you are so invested like me, because, I mean, if you can't see half the crap that's going on and you're still invested, I think that that's a testament to the product.
Uh-huh. Exactly, yes.
So
sometimes the storylines don't don't go so well. So, you know, to stay invested sometimes is a little bit more difficult.
So speaking of storylines, coming up is probably my favorite pay-per-view, hands down, every single year, even more than Mania. And that's the Royal Rumble. It's January, it's a new year, and I have been thinking about the Rumble for months. Have you been thinking about it for months? Or am I just crazy?
No, I have. It's a great event every year. I think it's one of the highlights of the year. You know, you kick things off for the new year with the road to WrestleMania, and it's an exciting time. I mean, it gets you right into it, right?
But listen, we gotta talk for a second. We gotta, like, real talk. I think it sucked for the past 7 years. And I know I'm being a little bit firm in saying that it has sucked, but it has not drawn my attention. I feel like there's so many different places that they could have gone. And I mean, in the age of spoilers, it's hard because I feel like in some cases we know. Last year, it wasn't a surprise that Triple H came out. When Batista returned and it was the huge secret, I'm using secret in air quotes, and the blind Avenger can't see me.
Yes, neither I did can not know any, what you were talking about.
Neither can any of you. But I'm using air quotes very frequently because it's not a secret anymore. People know these people are coming back. They know what number they're going to be in the Rumble, for crying out loud. And it gives the fans who are there an opportunity to really voice their dislike. And I think it doesn't serve the Rumble itself very well. I think if you have people who are there, they've paid good money, they find out the result, and they are just going to scream and yell and ruin what it is to be of a great match, that sucks to me.
Yeah.
That sucks. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking back, and the Blind Avenger and I are sort of on the same page. I think one of the last very good Rumbles was in 2008. Mm-hmm. Yours is the year before that.
I don't know, to be quite honest with you. Like, a lot of them from, I would say, like, 2000 up until now kind of, like, blur. Like, for me,
they blur a little bit. I've forgotten now
a lot of the results for some
it
of them.
It does. You know what? Let's remind everybody, because maybe they are also a little blurred in terms of the events. So from 2001 to 2007, the Royal Rumble match winner had gone on to win the World Championship title at WrestleMania. So that's probably why they're all kind of blending together, because they ended up going on championship reigns after that from WrestleMania. So let's review some of the winners from past Royal Rumbles, maybe some of our favorites. Going back to 1996, 1997, and 1998, Stone Cold Steve Austin won the Rumble all three years. The next year, in 1999, Mr. McMahon won the Rumble, which I feel like I remember happening, but I wasn't fond of it.
Yeah, it was a really weird setup because he was taken out at the start of the match, I believe, but he went under the bottom rope.
Probably. It says he was number two.
Yeah, he came out. I think it was him and Steve Austin who started the Rumble, and they went out under the bottom rope, and Austin beat the crap. Like, there was an ambush backstage or something on Austin.
Yeah.
Then he came out later or something, and everybody thought McMahon was done, and he came in, like, at the very end and threw out Austin.
Now, starting from 2000 to 2008, which is what we were just talking about, it does seem like a blur now, but the winners of those events are definitely a who's who of the WWE. In 2000, it was The Rock. 2001, it was Stone Cold. 2002, it was Triple H. 2003, it was Brock Lesnar. 2004, it was Chris Benoit from number one. The next year was Batista. Then Rey Mysterio's number two at the longest. I think he still has that record. I may be wrong, but yeah. He is the longest reigning, however you want to call that. He's been in the match the longest in one. Then it was The Undertaker in 2007. John Cena from number 30 in 2008. Randy Orton, which I was there live to see in 2009.
I feel bad for you.
It was terrible. It was when he was with Ted DiBiase and Cody Rhodes. And they helped him, and they sacrificed themselves. It was terrible.
Yeah.
The next year was Edge, and that, again, was a surprise return.
Okay.
Then here's where it starts to go downhill. Alberto Del Rio, Sheamus, John Cena again, and oddly enough, I don't remember him winning that match. I just don't. Then the next year, Batista did his surprise return. Everyone booed him to the point where they changed the WrestleMania main event.
That actually wasn't a surprise, if I remember correctly. I think they were hyping up his return for weeks before.
Well, because I think it got spoiled.
Okay.
I think it was supposed to be a surprise.
Okay.
And then it was spoiled so badly, and the fan reaction was so surprisingly negative to it.
Yes.
Because I think the spoil also came with the thought that he was winning the Rumble. Mm-hmm. And people were so gung-ho on the fact that Daniel Bryan should win the Rumble.
Yes, and that, he wasn't even in the Rumble that year.
Because he had a match against the Wyatts. Mistakes all around.
Yes, exactly.
But they corrected it at WrestleMania 30. It was an incredible moment for Daniel Bryan. I'm glad they did that. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, it was the year of Roman Reigns. And last year, surprise, no surprise, number 30 was Triple H. He won the title from Roman Reigns at the Royal Rumble. Uh-huh. Where Reigns started as number one, if I remember correctly, because it was the 1 versus 29. Yes. Now, we each have some of our own ideas. What we'll do is we'll go back and forth. Things that we would like to see happen are storylines for the Royal Rumble 2017. And I would like to point this out and say, if any of this comes true and comes into fruition, WWE, you can have me to your writing staff. I am available. And I will assist you in making these storylines become a reality. My biggest thing that I would like to discuss for the 2017 Rumble is a Divas Rumble. I do not understand why there has not been a Rumble with Divas. Doesn't have to be a 30-woman match. It can be 15. It can be 20. It can be 10 for all I care. I do not understand, especially after a summer, spring, where it was stated that it was going to be a Divas Revolution, changing the game, changing the way wrestling works for women, why we cannot implement this. Why this cannot be the number one contendership for the match. I don't understand. Maybe they're concerned about them getting injured, but after a year where we've had the first ever women's Hell in a Cell, maybe we could modify it for a little bit. Maybe they go through the second rope. Maybe their feet hit the floor in any which way. But I would like to see them utilize their diva staff a little bit better. And I would like for them, and I'm calling them divas. They are women now, and I apologize for that.
That's very offensive.
I'm sorry. They've been ingrained in my brain about being divas for so long that it's hard. It's hard to say women's, but the women deserve their own Rumble. They really do, in my opinion. They really do. Mm-hmm. You have people on your roster that aren't even being featured on a weekly basis because they have too many women.
Yep.
Alicia Fox was just relegated to being a cruiserweight valet. Hey, Alicia, you've been with us for over 10 years, but cruiserweight valet it is because I don't think we know what to do with you. You can feature Nikki Bella, who I think has had an incredibly strong return after her neck injury. She looks fantastic. She's probably in the best shape of her life. She's been working out constantly. Her and Natty currently have this really great face heel turn going. You have a lot of women on the SmackDown roster who are very strong. The Raw roster, maybe not as much in my opinion, is as strong as the SmackDown roster, but you go 50-50 and you put them in the ring together and you see what happens to me. Uh-huh. I don't understand why they don't do this.
And I think there's plenty of storylines you can do as well. I mean, you have a dominant woman wrestler like Nia Jax.
Yeah.
You could have her come in like the person who takes out a bunch of women at like once.
Yeah, and have her come in at number 10 out of 20. With. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And throw it a whole bunch.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I mean, you look now, too, there's rumors going around that WWE has recently signed a bunch of women to NXT and various like areas because they're looking to shore up their ranks for a women's tournament, just like the Cruiserweight Classic.
Sure, and that's fine to me, but then utilize the great women wrestler that you currently have on staff.
Well, one of the women they picked up there, too, was Mickie James. So, you would even have a legend you can bring in.
Come on down, Mickie. For that huge
pop, you know.
Come on down. Yes. I welcome you with open arms, mm-hmm. Mickie James.
Yeah.
For me, I just feel like it's a wasted opportunity. Especially when they had wrestlers like Beth Phoenix, who went into the Rumble herself. Yes. Chyna. At that time, I can understand. Those women were viewed as the dominant women. But they were even out at a time where they had fantastic women surrounding them. Trish, Lita, Michelle McCool, even Layla, who is not the strongest wrestler, still could have filled a space. You had very strong women out there. Maria, if you remember from way back in the day. Mm-hmm. Mickey was out there at the time. If you had all those women come out there, that's a strong match and shows that you value them and you're giving them as much time, maybe close to the amount of time that you're giving the men. Because realistically, you're not going to. In that Royal Rumble show, we will be lucky if we get one decent women's match. Yeah. And I am saying that knowing that Charlotte and Bayley are going to be out there fighting one another. Mm-hmm. I would be surprised if that match is even close to the caliber that we expect from these women now.
Yeah.
It seems like it's just a placeholder. And I think they're better than that. You have other women as well who we will talk about in later podcasts. But there's two women on the roster that the Blind Avenger and I have spoken about. Who we think deserve a little bit more of a push. And a women's rumble would be the best time to do so. Even if you don't use them in any other capacity for a little while. You've used them in the rumble in a good capacity. And you can pick up and move on.
Yep.
I don't know. Maybe because I have lady parts, I'm a little bit biased.
No, I don't even think so, though. I mean, like, they've, over the past year, like, they've come such a long way as far as promoting women's matches and, you know, main eventing pay-per-views and having their first Hell in a Cell match. I don't think it's a stretch to believe that they could, you know, headline their own Royal Rumble match. I mean, you could start off the pay-per-view with the women's Royal Rumble and then end it with the men's.
Yeah.
And have it be a perfect bookend for the whole pay-per-view. I think it would be very entertaining for the people in attendance.
Yeah, I agree. And one of my favorite parts of the Rumble is having them come out not knowing what order anybody is coming out in. And I think having that aspect for the women makes it even better, and having them maybe have the ability, I know it's still early in the draft, but having them have the opportunity to say, I'm challenging for this title, or I'm on SmackDown, automatically I'm challenging the SmackDown winner. Having that open up and being available to those women makes it a totally different ball game to me, and gives them the opportunity. It's not just cat fights. It's not just them calling each other out and saying, you're a bitch. No, you're a bitch. It's more than that. It's them being women and being the strong women that we keep hearing that they are.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's the storyline I would love to see implemented.
And one more thing with that too. Like, I don't mean any disrespect to the women, but I think it would be a different kind of Royal Rumble, because you wouldn't, it would be a lot easier to believe that somebody who is not higher up on the women's roster could win.
Right.
Whereas with the men, like, you know, it's going to be like maybe two or three people to choose from.
Right.
Who are going to win. You're not going to see, like, I don't know, Bo Dallas win. Whereas with the women, you could see something a little bit crazier happening. You know, you could see Emelina making her debut and getting a shot at, like, one of the women's champions.
100%, because so. I don't think anyone even expected, maybe some people expected, and we might hear that, I totally thought Alexa Bliss would have won. No, I was not expecting Alexa Bliss either to win this early. I really wasn't.
I mean, she's really come into her own. But,
sure, yeah. She's turned into a great heel character, but I did not expect her to win that early.
Yeah.
And not in the manner that she won. I didn't expect her to throw Becky through a table.
Yeah, exactly.
So that is the one match I would really like to see. What is a storyline that you would really like to see at the Rumble this year?
Oh, boy. Oh, now you're putting me on the spot.
I am.
Well, originally I had booked The Undertaker. I thought he would make a perfect winner of the Royal Rumble. Ooh. And then I realized, we were talking about this before we started recording,
that
he actually won in 2007, and neither one of us remembered it.
Of course,
that was the year that him and Shawn Michaels were the last two, and it was kind of a precursor to their two WrestleMania matches the following years. But I totally forgotten that he won, so I thought it would be a perfect way to kind of, I don't know if he's getting ready to ride off into the sunset, but
I think he is.
Yeah, and if he is, I think that would be a perfect way to kind of put a bow on it and have him win. it made more sense when I thought he had never won the Royal Rumble before. I thought it would be an extra feather to put in his cap. But
now, what number would you put him at? Obviously, his stamina is not up there anymore.
He would have to be in the 20s at least. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if I would put him in at... I don't know. Yeah, it would be cool to get the pop from the crowd to bring him in at number 30. But I'm really not sure what number. I think he would definitely have to be in the 20s, though.
But the last 2 out of 3 years, number 30 has come in and won.
Really? The last two?
Yeah,
you're right.
2014, it was Batista.
Mm-hmm.
And 2016, it was Triple H.
That's so weird, mm-hmm. eh? Before that, like, the number 30 was bad luck.
Right. It was odd numbers. I think Randy Orton was number 8 in 2009. Sheamus was, like, number 10.
Yeah.
It was numbers that you weren't really expecting.
Yes, exactly.
So, I'm along the same lines as you.
Mm-hmm.
When Undertaker returned right before Survivor Series, I actually thought it was a waste to have him not be the fifth member of Team SmackDown.
Yes, I agree with that.
And apparently he's not committed to SmackDown because he's making an appearance on Raw.
Yes. Yeah, I heard that.
Which will happen possibly before we air this podcast.
Yes,
so maybe we'll add an addendum. But that to me is weird, especially when they're trying to hammer home this draft so hard.
Yeah.
So I had the same lines as you.
Mm-hmm.
I thought The Undertaker should win. I also think he should win the title before he goes.
I would like that, yeah.
One more.
Yeah.
One more for the road.
No, that would be nice.
I also kind of want him to ride out on a motorcycle, but also having druids. Like, I don't know. I imagine this whole Undertaker hybrid of the past...
Yes.
15 years, where he's like American badass, but with druids.
It's funny, you mentioned that, and I remember when like he went back to the dead man gimmick after being like the biker, and I thought it would be like really cool if he like combined the two gimmicks together back then.
I mean, he
came back like a Ghost Rider kind of character or something.
He's no longer the Undertaker, he's the Ghost Rider.
Exactly.
I guess... In terms of his costuming, which to you doesn't really matter, which
right.
is kind of the cool thing. You don't care about anyone's costumes. So WWE Superstars, if you have never listened to us, he doesn't care what you look like. I do, though, so keep being really flashy. The biggest thing is that he kind of wears that jumpsuit that he was wearing. He was wearing at one point like this tank toppy jumpsuit that was all connected when he was American Badass.
Okay.
So he is still kind of wearing that, but he's also kind of always worn that.
Mm-hmm.
And he wears his big leather jacket. And
right.
My favorite thing about Undertaker is that I do time how long it takes him to walk into the ring. I do this every match that he has.
Yeah.
The last one that I did, I think it was 3 minutes and 30 seconds. It's my favorite thing to do. So
yeah.
I hope he comes out for the Rumble, but also I know that his entrance will be shorter, and that in turn makes it not as fun for me if his entrance
is
shorter.
Yeah, it would be bad if he's like still like getting into the ring and the buzzer's going off for the next person. Yeah,
but that's why I love him at WrestleMania, because he does all these elaborate entrances. It takes him 25 minutes to get to the ring. I love it. So my thought kind of comes into two wrestlers who we absolutely know are going to be in the Rumble. We don't know their order, but this is my proposal. Brock Lesnar and Goldberg are both in the Rumble. Here's the thing. I don't think either of them win the Rumble this year.
No.
Because it's proposed that they're going to fight each other at WrestleMania. So if that's the case and you have them both in the Rumble, unless one of them becomes the champion between now and then, which I guess is possible because Kevin Owens is champ and I don't think anybody foresaw that in 2016.
Yeah.
I don't see either of them winning the Rumble. I think they eliminate each other out.
Uh-huh.
Here's the thing, though. I want them to come in at 1 and 2. Yeah, and I want them to stay in the match for as long as possible.
Uh-huh.
I want them to try and eliminate each other, but they can't. They eliminate others. They keep coming back to each other. And I would absolutely love it if number 30 was The Undertaker and he eliminated them both.
Yeah, that would be neat.
I would love it. Mm-hmm. I would absolutely go nuts for it. I think it's perfect. The other thing is that I'm not upset if John Cena beats AJ Styles. I don't think that's going to happen. John Cena is due to beat Ric Flair's record for number of world championships held. He just needs one more and he beats it.
I think he ties it, actually, with one more, isn't it?
Well, I think he's tied right now. No, you're argumentative. Not. You're not. This is fact-checking time.
We're going to need a theme just for the fact-checking time.
It's time to do a fact-check. John Cena record wins. Hang on. I believe he's at 15 currently. I know that for a fact. So he's at 15, but the question is...
I think Ric Flair's at 16.
Oh, Ric Flair wins. This is all good to know. Ric Flair wins. Oh, you are right.
Happens once in a while.
He is a 16-time world champion. So he's officially recognized by the WWE and Pro Wrestling Illustrated as a 16-time world champion, 8-time NWA World Heavyweight Champ, 6-time WCW World Champ, and 2-time WWF Champion. So they do recognize all of those. So yes, so he would tie and then beat Ric Flair, which I think is coming. I think
they are going to do it eventually as well.
I think they are almost allowing all of the new wrestlers to bypass the old records. It makes sense.
Because, I mean, John Cena's a WWE guy. They're going to want their guy to hold the record, right?
Right.
I mean,
and even if he wins it against AJ Styles, going into this scenario, John Cena wins against AJ Styles, becomes tied with Ric Flair for the championship wins. If he drops it to Undertaker, he then in turn has the opportunity to beat Ric Flair's record by winning it either back from the Undertaker or from somebody else if Undertaker retires as champ.
That's true.
I don't think any of those things are bad things. I think they need to book this Rumble correctly in order for all of those storylines to progress.
Yeah.
To me, on a side note, because the Rumble leads to WrestleMania, I have a bias against AJ Styles. I would not like him to enter WrestleMania as champ.
Right. See, and I think this is where I disagree with you. I think he would have a great match with Undertaker. I think Undertaker likes to have those opponents who can help carry him to that next level. And I think AJ Styles would fit that perfectly. So I agree with you. Like, it would be great to see The Undertaker win the Royal Rumble. But I think I would really like it if AJ Styles kept the title to go into WrestleMania.
Okay. The other question that I wanted to bring up to you that other people have asked me, and I don't know how I feel about it. So I want to know how you feel about it. People say to me, Charlie, how do you feel about people who have been in matches earlier in the night coming back and being in the Rumble? To them, I say, you're screwing up my fantasy picks because I don't know when or who is coming. But on that note, we've seen it in recent years where people will be in a match as the challenger, perhaps lose that match and come back in and be in the Rumble.
Yeah. For me, I think it should be wide open to people who are in undercard matches, but if you're fighting for the main title, you should not be going into the Rumble if you lose.
On this note, I can't imagine that Jericho is not in the Rumble.
Yeah. Well, he's actually said on Raw that he's going to be in the Rumble.
But
yeah.
If Seth Rollins loses, is Seth going to be in the Rumble? I can't imagine a Rumble without Seth.
Yeah.
But he's in the main event besides the Rumble. So to me, and then Roman being the U.S. champion, will we finally have a Roman-free Rumble? I don't imagine that either. I don't imagine that Vince McMahon allows a Roman-free Rumble.
Well, he could just win the Universal title, and then that would solve that. He wouldn't have to be in the Rumble, but he would have the title. Hey, you sigh, but there's a lot of rumors going around.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, there's a lot of rumors going around that it's going to be Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman at WrestleMania.
Really?
Yes. Some
for some sort of champion or just on the undercard?
Yeah, some people are thinking it might be for a championship. Others are saying it won't be, but
I can see Roman carrying the U.S. championship until WrestleMania. And coming,
I would be fine with that.
I'd be okay with that, too.
Braun Strowman for the U.S. championship.
And dropped it? I'd be okay with that, too.
That would be a good undercard match. I think that would be a perfect place for Roman on WrestleMania.
I was okay with Chris Jericho also winning. Now, here's my other bias, is that I am loving every single thing Chris Jericho is doing currently.
Yes.
So here's where my other storyline comes into play. Because Undertaker, we are both heavily in agreement. We would love to see him win this Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Realistically, do we think it's going to happen? No. I think in the who will win, who should win category, I think Blind Avenger, you and I are both on the same page where who should win should be The Undertaker. I think we can both claim that.
Oh, I agree with that. Yeah.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
We are on the same page.
Yep.
Who will win, we will get to at the end of the episode. But who we think should win, 100%, The Undertaker.
Yep.
Now, Chris Jericho is another person who falls very, very close behind Undertaker in my who should win the Rumble. I get concerned because I know he's going on tour with his band Fozzy.
Yes.
I know he's already prolonged his contract. I know this is probably one of the longer stints that we've seen him in recent years, consistently on weekly TV.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we're enjoying him so much, and I feel like I know he's going somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, do I think, though, that it would be awesome for Chris Jericho to win this Rumble? Yes. Do I think it would be amazing if he turned on Kevin Owens and he was a face and Owens was a heel? 100%. I think it would be incredible, and I think it's the boost that Raw needs currently, especially if Undertaker is a SmackDown employee, technically, even though he's going on Raw.
He's dead.
He's the Undertaker, right?
Yeah.
He floats, his dong goes off, he walks off. Yeah,
exactly.
He does what he wants. He's the Undertaker.
Yep.
Here's my other thing. Sidetracking for one moment, because the Royal Rumble also brings out Hall of Fame nominees, I feel like, when they start coming out.
Yeah.
JBL's not in the Hall of Fame?
Really?
Time to fact check. Because when they introduced him, Blind Avenger and I both went together to SmackDown recently.
That's true.
Our hometown, and they did not introduce him as Hall of Famer.
Yeah, you're right. Now that you mention that, that's something
So I feel like if he was in the Hall of Fame, they would have said that.
Yeah.
He was WWE Champion for 280 days.
Yeah, he had a long title reign when he won it.
And he won 24 total champions, including a reign as WWE Champion, United States Champion. Like, he's done it all. He, of course, was part of APA, and he was the Tag Team Champion. According to this, because Wikipedia is the know-all, end-all, he's not currently in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's surprising. You would have thought they would have inducted him last year when they were in Texas.
Oh, that... You, WWE, you dropped the ball. You dropped the ball. They will be in Orlando, Florida this year. That's where WrestleMania is. I am reading through his entire oral history, and I don't see anything about the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's weird.
So my guess is he will be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
There you go.
If Undertaker does not retire, here's that. If he does not retire, JBL will be put... Oh, they tricked me for a second. he inducted the Briscoe brothers into the Hall of Fame. But I do not see him as being entered into the Hall of Fame.
He's always an inductor, never an inductee.
So I truly believe he inducted Ron Simmons into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, because Ron Simmons had he was the first one to win, I think, the NWA championship.
In 2012, he was inducted into the Hall of Fame. You are making me upset, WWE. So, I truly think that if Undertaker doesn't retire this year, it will be JBL that's put in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Makes total sense, because I was waiting for them to say, welcome, Hall of Famer. And I was like, wait a minute, he's not in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, that's weird.
So, side note.
Yeah.
We will do a whole episode on who we think should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But JBL, you're on our list, buddy. Yeah. No problems. So my biggest thing, I think, for this year, besides the Undertaker thinking he should win, not thinking he will win, John Cena is another guy who I think we need to talk about. Just came back, literally fresh, talking about how he's not a part-timer. People are talking about him. He is not the most popular guy currently. It's funny to watch that 2008 return and that pop that he got from being number 30.
It was huge. I remember watching that on pay-per-view. And they went nuts.
They went nuts.
Yeah.
So he will not get that reception, especially not in Texas. I did hear a rumor about HBK joining the Rumble.
I don't know. He's supposed to be on Raw this week when we record this, but
supposed to be.
So,
but he also said that he wouldn't wrestle.
Yeah, I don't know. There's conflicting things. It seems like every year around WrestleMania season, there's a rumor that Shawn Michaels is gonna come back for one more match, and he never does.
I know,
because he's pretty steadfast on not coming back. Yeah, exactly.
So I think the other thing that we should address, besides the fact that I think John Cena, if he loses to AJ Styles, will be in the Rumble, do we think there's any other surprises coming, or do we think they're going to stay pretty steady with the roster they have now?
Well, I think there's always the potential for an NXT call-up in the Royal Rumble.
Who would you like to see come up out of the current roster?
Right now, I think the most likely candidate, I don't know if it's the person I would most want to see, but the most likely candidate, I would say, is Samoa Joe.
Yeah, he is.
Having just lost the world title in NXT and both of his rematches against Shinsuke Nakamura as well. So, plus they're in Orlando, which is where NXT's taped.
All true facts.
They're not in Orlando. Sorry.
They're in Florida.
Yeah. No, they're in San Antonio, actually.
Oh, that's right. The WrestleMania is in Orlando. Yes, yeah, you're confusing us, WWE.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I confused myself, to be honest.
Well, the thing is that the Rumble WrestleMania last year was in Texas, and now they're... Anyways, you're going to too many of the same places, WWE.
What I was thinking about is that NXT is the night before in San Antonio as well, so the entire NXT crew will be there. Yes.
They'll be doing a takeover.
Yes.
So, along the same lines as you, I said this would happen months ago. We have talked about this a few times, not on a podcast.
Right.
I have thought the best idea would be Finn Balor number 30 and winning.
That would be pretty sweet.
I don't think he's ready.
Yeah.
I've been following him on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah.
He's been going on vacation a lot, though.
Wow.
Having a good time. I saw him in a pool somewhere.
He's enjoying his time off.
Maybe the pool is therapy. I don't know. But he's enjoying his time off.
Yeah.
But to hear that music and for him to come back in full demon gear.
Yeah.
Would be incredible.
Yeah.
He was the first Universal Champ. He unfortunately had that cut way too short, literally 12 hours short.
Yeah.
By injury. Has had surgery. Has been out. I just feel for the guy. I feel like he had a really great start in the main roster.
He did, yeah. And now he's got to try and regain the momentum as well. It's going to be hard. It's an uphill battle, right?
But I feel like enough time has passed where he could come back at number 30. People would still love him support him.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be kind of cool that he was the NXT call-up that won the Rumble.
If they wanted to give him momentum coming back, this would be the perfect opportunity. If he's ready.
If he's ready.
Yeah.
And for him to fight Kevin Owens, I don't know that I see that as happening.
I think it would be a great match.
I think it would be great too, but yeah. I don't see that as being
star power almost. Yeah.
The other thing that I want to talk about quickly is the undercard of Royal Rumble.
Okay.
Seth Rollins has been calling out Triple H and calling out Triple H. Yeah. Where are you, dude?
Yeah.
Are you coming? Are you not coming? I just need to know. You guys are teasing me.
Yeah, the storyline is just so scattershot.
Because, I mean, even if, here's my beef with this storyline. And I almost feel like I need to, I may find a moo. There may be a moo in here. Because here's my beef. I do not understand how Triple H did not come back the week after that Universal title.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to do something with it. Because when he came out that night in that Fatal 4-Way match, I went bananas.
Yeah.
I rewound that match twice.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it again and again. And I haven't done that with any match, I feel like, from 2016.
It turned everything upside down. Yeah, exactly. Nobody knew what was happening, why he did it, what was going on. And then the next week came and he was nowhere to be found. And the most you've seen of him since is him congratulating Stephanie on a good pay-per-view backstage.
Right, right.
And it makes no sense.
No, and I understand that he's doing a professional capacity and that he wants to push NXT. I get all of those things. Mm-hmm. I can also understand and respect that maybe he doesn't want to wrestle. I can understand all of that, too. He went on a championship reign. He was featured a lot earlier this year. He's still one of the most liked and well-respected wrestlers, I feel like, in the game. Mm-hmm. No pun intended. But they, to me, missed the mark in not addressing it with him directly.
Yes.
The next week, because to me, I understand he is the NXT guy, but let's say I've never watched NXT or I don't read anything or I don't do anything besides watch Raw and SmackDown and the pay-per-views.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why Triple H would have done that with Kevin Owens.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand why he would have turned on Seth Rollins and there was no dialogue. There was nothing. So I feel like they needed to explain it and I was a little upset that they didn't.
Yeah. No, if they were going to follow up on it, they shouldn't have introduced him into the storyline to begin with.
And to have Seth Rollins call him out for what seems like 8 weeks.
Well, yeah, he called him out for a while and then it died down.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, he starts calling him out again and it makes no sense.
Stephanie, you know what I want? Triple H.
Yeah. Meanwhile, he's been fighting for the title all this time, and now all of a sudden, I need to get this off my chest. I want Triple H. It's like, what?
Do you want the title, or do you want Triple H? One or the other right now?
And it's like, how are you supposed to suspend your disbelief when you have somebody acting so irrationally like that? It doesn't make sense.
To me, I feel like I may be in the minority, but I do not want to see Seth Rollins versus Triple H at Royal Rumble.
I don't want to see it at a big pay-per-view.
You want to see it on Raw.
I don't mind seeing it on Raw, or even like they have one more Raw pay-per-view in between Royal Rumble and WrestleMania.
Which I've always thought is a waste.
Yeah, I agree.
Or at least if you're going to have it, don't have a title match. You know that person who's the title, I don't know that they've ever dropped it.
Yeah.
In between. I can't remember a time where it's ever changed hands.
Mm-hmm.
Even when
it's been a long time.
Yeah.
Anyway.
When it was Elimination Chamber and supposed to be very high stakes, I don't really remember it changing hands. So to me, either give a little bit more time in between the Rumble and Mania. Mm-hmm. Don't have a pay-per-view, but obviously you're not going to do that. But if that's the case, build it with a very storyline progressive matches. Mm-hmm. Let these things happen and build up to WrestleMania so that by the time WrestleMania comes out, it is a blow-for-blow, super exciting match.
And I remember when they first started introducing, like, there was always, it used to be, like, No Way Out, I think, between Royal Rumble and WrestleMania. It would always be how they could come up with some convoluted ending to the Royal Rumble to justify the match you were going to have in No Way Out in between.
Because the way they end the Rumble is the person looking up who wins and pointing at that WrestleMania sign.
Exactly.
And if that's what they're going to do, they're not pointing at, like, the no way out sign or the elimination chamber sign. They're saying, I'm going to WrestleMania and I'm winning this title.
Yeah, it ruins the prestige of the Royal Rumble.
And to me, it brings down the level of that pay-per-view. I'm not going in with any high expectations for it at all.
Yeah.
In fact, do I care if I miss it? Maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to miss?
Yeah.
Nothing much.
This to me, like, I just find it crazy because it kind of, if you look at it, it defies logic even, because it's like, why is a wrestler going to go into a Royal Rumble match that takes like an hour long when you're up against another 29 wrestlers when you have the chance to go to the Elimination Chamber in between, fight 6 wrestlers, and still maybe get that title shot at WrestleMania or get, you know, be in the main event?
So
it doesn't make sense.
I think we're in agreement that Triple H and Seth Rollins, I think they probably will end up I don't know. We still have like 3 weeks to the Rumble.
Well, they're going to fight at some point. I just don't know when.
Yeah, they'll fight at some point. Will it be the Rumble? Maybe.
I really hope they don't drag it out to WrestleMania. I think that would be way too long to drag it out.
I don't know. I'd be okay with it. So we're in disagreement about it.
Yeah,
so,
I just think it would be too long to drag, because it's already been dragged.
Of course,
it's been.
It's been like a year. But yeah, if we're gonna wait a year, do it right.
I guess so. Yeah,
come out.
You don't want to rush it at this point. Yeah.
I want lots of fireworks. I want. I don't know. I want Seth Rollins to dress up again like a Power Ranger. kind of look like a Power Ranger when he wore his white suit.
Okay.
I want to see it all. I want to see him dressed like a Power Ranger. I want him to come in on like a Transformer. Let's try to make this happen.
Yeah, like on a Zord.
Yeah, I would like him to come Dragon Zord. And Triple H, I would like to be, I don't know, he had that really cool entrance where he came in on a chair with
He could be
women.
Like dressed up like Lord Zedd.
He could come in. It's Triple H. He could dress however he likes.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
And everyone will be excited.
Yeah.
So, those are our main predictions. Do you have any other ones for the Rumble that you'd like to see, that you hope that happen?
That I'd like to see? I can't think of it. I wouldn't mind Seth Rollins winning, but I don't think that will happen even, so.
You don't think Seth Rollins will win the Rumble?
I really don't. I don't, unfortunately.
I think he does.
Really?
If he's not fighting Triple H...
Well, that's the key.
I think he wins.
Yeah.
But here's my other thing. Do I want to see another Seth Rollins-Kevin Owens match? No.
That's why I think he won't win. Because they have their feud, and I think it might be one match too many.
Unless he challenges AJ.
Yeah. Switches brands.
I guess, but... That seems ridiculous.
Yeah, I know, right?
Maybe they give him Money in the Bank again this year? Because I feel like Dean wasn't a bad Money in the Bank winner. I just remember Sheamus winning it and me just being like, ugh. Like, I was so mad. I was like, this is terrible. Alberto Del Rio winning it. Oh, God. Mm. Terrible.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Dolph winning the Rumble wouldn't be bad to me either.
Yeah.
Miz winning the Rumble wouldn't be bad to me either. I feel like Miz is going on a big uptick. But the thing is that I truly think the winner comes from Raw.
Yeah.
I truly do.
Well, I mean, you look at it, Elimination Chamber is a SmackDown pay-per-view too, so
I mean, it's hard to...
It looks like they're going to not be the Royal Rumble winners.
And rumor has it is that Money in the Bank is going to be a SmackDown-only pay-per-view.
Yes. Yeah, I've heard that as well.
So, if that's what's going to happen, then to me, doing the math, Rumble winner has to be from Raw.
Yeah.
So, here's where this lies, Blind Avenger.
Okay.
Who will win the Rumble?
Oh, boy. That's really tough.
This year, I think, is the toughest year to positively say, my money is on this person, and I think they're going to win.
You know, and I kind of have to give them credit for that.
Yeah.
For the first time in a long time, you don't really know who's going to win.
I knew Triple H was winning last year.
Yes.
I said it at the beginning of the match.
Yeah. And I mean, you knew Batista was going to win.
You knew.
He won.
And everyone booed him. Yeah. Boo Batista.
You knew Roman Reigns was going to win when he won.
Yeah.
It was, it's been predictable or disappointing, and I feel like the Royal Rumble over the past few years has grown to be irrelevant, but this year has been, they've done a really good job of building multiple choices for people to win.
And I feel like now especially, they need to make it relevant.
Yes.
And
no, they
need
do.
To have a good Raw storyline that comes out of this. Because like Stephanie mentioned, they are hearing repeatedly, and it's not just a gimmick, that SmackDown is beating them in the ratings.
Yeah.
That people do they do consider SmackDown to be a higher caliber, better show.
Yeah.
They
manage a roster better. I mean, they have less big names, but I mean, they use them more efficiently, I think.
And it's an hour less than Raw, and I think
that makes it a lot easier.
That speaks to it.
Yeah.
They're managing the show. I think they're using their women better on SmackDown. Like, I just think overall, SmackDown is doing a very good job. Mm. Whether it is two completely separate creatives, I don't know that. I don't know the behind-the-scenes logistics of it. Mm. But if it is, kudos to Team SmackDown.
Yeah.
Because you guys are 100% making this worthwhile.
Exactly.
Raw, get your act together. You're killing me here. So, going back to what I said, to me, even though he's my number two should win, mm-hmm. I'm going to put my money on Chris Jericho to win.
Okay.
I'm hoping I'm not setting myself up for disappointment, but when I look at the rosters, when I look at the wrestlers, it's not going to be a tag teamer that wins. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be somebody who is an undercarder. They need somebody to draw a lot of attention to Raw. Mm-hmm. And I do not see it being another Seth Rollins-Kevin Owens match. I don't see it being another Roman Reigns-Kevin Owens match. Mm-hmm. Unless Owens drops the title, goes into the Rumble, and wins the Rumble.
Yeah, and even that, I don't...
Even that is far-fetched.
Yeah.
So to me, weighing all my options, putting my absolute like to him to the side, mm-hmm. logistically, the winner of the 2017 Rumble, as called by Charlie the Crusher, is Chris Jericho.
Okay.
He is my to win.
That's a bold prediction, I have to admit, it's a bold prediction, I think. But I think it would be a great, victory because he hasn't won yet. He's never won the Royal Rumble.
He's never won the Rumble. Now, there is somebody who can say, and he's never won the U.S. Championship, and he did not win the U.S. Championship. So I feel like they are going to give him something, reward him for being immensely popular, for being a strong leader in the locker room. Everything I hear is that he's just fantastic, and he does things for the locker room that no one else does. And he is balancing it all. He has an amazing podcast.
He does.
An amazing podcast.
Yeah.
And I think he deserves it.
Yeah.
He deserves it. For him to be suspended above the ring in a Shark Tank for as long as that match is going to last.
Yeah.
And then to even come in and perform in the Rumble, to me, I think would be incredible.
Yeah.
So, Undertaker is my should win. I don't think it's happening. Would I be ecstatic if it did? 100%. Do I really think? But let's recap a little bit. Because you've sort of copped out a little bit. Who is your will win?
Okay. I need to stress before I name my pick for the 2017 Royal Rumble that it is not who I want to win.
No. I'm torn because, yes, I do sort of want Chris Jericho to win.
Yes.
But besides that, he is truly my will win pick.
You made a strong argument.
Okay. What is yours?
Mine, I really hate to say it, but it's another bold pick, I would say. But I really think Braun Strowman is going to win.
Oh,
I betrayed you, Charlie.
You did.
I know. I have.
To the other point, I have heard Bray Wyatt winning.
That.
I can't picture it either.
Yeah.
But they did just drop the tag team titles.
That's true.
I don't know. Because he's never had a championship reign either.
See?
And he's never won either. But I don't know. I can't see it. It's hard to picture.
Yes. I agree. It is hard to picture. But for me, I think the thing with Braun Strowman is they just been building him up so strong.
Yeah.
On Raw since the draft. There has True. To be a reason for it.
And they're trying to show that no one can beat him.
Yes.
I mean, he is fighting Sami Zayn, who mm-hmm. is, I mean, maybe not in height, but
yeah.
much smaller in stature. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, a few weeks ago, he took out Roman Reigns true. And Seth Rollins himself.
True, true, true.
This past week on Raw, it took both Goldberg and Roman Reigns spearing him to take him out at the end of the show.
That's why I think, recap time, I think Brock and Goldberg need to be 1 and 2. They need to have their stamina up.
Yes.
And they need to be in that ring together, eliminating people.
Mm-hmm.
Because once Braun Strowman gets in that ring, and he will, you know he will be an entrant in the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Who beats him?
Yeah.
You're making a strong case for this, and I'm not happy about it.
I'm thinking, okay, this is a weird place to go, but okay. I'm thinking in terms of what Vince McMahon would want and how he would book it. And I'm thinking Vince McMahon is going to book the babyface hero he thinks is Roman Reigns
Ugh.
As the champion going into WrestleMania Ugh. Against the unbeatable Ugh. Braun Strowman.
You're saying all these words in there.
I know.
Spearing me in the heart.
I know. It's sad, and that's why I needed to stress that it's not who I want to win the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
But I think that's where Vince's mind's at. I don't know. Maybe... Just a lot of his booking decisions lately have made me feel like he's out of touch and booking like we're back in the 80s.
No. Okay. So your pick to win, not who I want to win.
Yes.
Who would you want to win?
Who would I want to win? I would really like Chris Jericho to win.
Okay.
Undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even Seth Rollins. Those would probably be my three. But.
And I would be okay with a John Cena winning as well.
Maybe less so for me.
For me, I don't know.
It's better than Braun Strowman.
Better than Braun Strowman.
I agree with that.
I don't think he's going to even be a contender.
Yeah.
I don't even know that John Cena, goes back to things that we were talking about. I don't even know that they will be putting those people who were in previous matches in the Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
They do it sometimes. They don't do it consistently.
Yes.
They do have fairly big names. In mm-hmm. undercard matches at the Rumble. Yeah.
You have to think, too, this year they're going to be splitting it. So I'm assuming it'll be
15
from SmackDown, 15 from Raw.
And if you split it that way, that puts even less.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. What are you doing with me? Okay.
And so far, Raw has Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
Goldberg, Brock Lesnar, and The New Day. So they've already got 6 of their 15 in. So, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And I think Braun Strowman pretty much said he's going to win. Yeah.
Brock is technically on Raw.
Yeah.
So that's 7.
Yeah.
I don't see Sami Zayn not being in the Rumble.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, they're Maybe playing him off as injured. Maybe he's going to
be taking a few weeks off.
But if it was Sami Zayn, he would be 8.
Yeah.
I would think that somebody like Cesaro and Sheamus, two very big, strong men.
Yeah.
That brings us already to like 9.
Yeah.
That brings it up there.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. If they're splitting it right down the middle and they're not having a 40-person Rumble, which we haven't heard.
Yeah.
They've only done that once. We haven't heard anything this year. It was a terrible idea. We haven't heard that yet.
Yeah.
So it's quite possible that we are looking at 15 and 15. SmackDown, you're going to be looking at, well, again, I don't know if Miz would be in the Rumble.
Yeah.
I don't know if Dean Ambrose would be in the Rumble. They're supposedly... They're fighting now.
Yes.
But would they possibly have a rematch at the Rumble? I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know.
I would like to see a mini Shield reunion in the Rumble, but again, that goes to the fact is
You need Seth, Roman to be
Roman,
there. Yeah.
Dean, are they all in the Rumble? We don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm kind of okay with not knowing.
Yeah.
I mean, makes it tough if you play any fantasy,
mm-hmm.
but it's kind of cool not knowing who's going to be number two, not knowing who's number one, not knowing who's number 10.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool not knowing. Mm-hmm. And I think this is the first time in a long time where we haven't known. Yep. And I think the most important thing is we as fans just want to have a good time. And I just feel like the past few Rumbles, past three in my mind, the fans have not been having a good time. No. I mean, maybe a little bit with Triple H. He beat Roman. He won the title. Maybe that would be...
He got cheered.
He got cheered.
Yeah.
So partially a good time, but it wasn't a surprise. It didn't really feel like a Rumble. The title was up during that match. Like, it just didn't feel like the Rumble should have been. So to me, I would like to see them go back to their roots, to it being a big deal, because it is a big deal. The winner of that match should be celebrated, and it should be a big deal. And I would like to see somebody from the beginning really last a long time. I'm sort of tired of them going out in the middle.
And I've got to say something that I would hope they bring back to the Royal Rumble. I don't know. Maybe I'm just not remembering, but... seems like in the past few years there hasn't been much comedy in the Rumble. To me, like, some of the most classic Royal Rumble moments have been like the stupid stuff, like Rikishi and Too Cool get in the ring and do their dance when everybody else is eliminated, and like dumb stuff like that.
Like, Diesel came back out.
And
that was really exciting.
Yeah.
But that was when it was the 40-person Rumble, because he was number 32. I just watched that.
Yeah.
I would like to see less surprises this year.
Hey, you only need a couple, I would say.
Like, the less surprise return. Rob Van Dam, you're great, but I don't need to see you come back during the Rumble. I know you're not winning. You're taking up a spot.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's that. But do I think the WWE is at a turning point right now? Yeah, I do. I think they're at a great turning point right now, and I think they have a lot of advantage.
Yeah.
I think they have an opportunity to be great, to make this Rumble great, to make this WrestleMania fantastic, to even make this Hall of Fame really great. I'm just concerned they're not going to. Therefore, the whole reason for this podcast.
Yes, exactly. If they don't do a good job, we can criticize them some more.
So what we're going to do is we are going to talk about certain subjects. We are completely open to suggestions. We have set up an email. It is
whosestoryline@gmail.com.
Okay. whosestoryline@gmail.com is our email address. Feel free to email us. Please keep the hate mail to a minimum. We'll just delete it anyways. No, we don't care.
I can't see it.
Yeah. So. He can't see it. I can. And I know how to delete things. So, I mean, I just will. But we are totally open to suggestions. We definitely do have a few wrestlers on the docket that we want to talk about specifically. We will be addressing certain pay-per-views specifically, whether we do that before or maybe afterwards. We haven't decided yet. WrestleMania, we will definitely do before. We'll tear it to shreds after as well if we don't like it. But yeah, totally open to suggestions. We're going to be talking about men, women, everyone. NXT, all of them.
Maybe even little people.
Maybe even the little people. We'll talk about everybody. To recap, very quickly, our should win is the same. It is The Undertaker. Sadly, he will not win. Our will win is Chris Jericho for myself, and Braun Strowman.
Ugh. Vastly different. Vastly different.
For the Blind Avenger. And we are both heavily in agreement that you are not utilizing your women well enough and they need their own Rumble. So, signing off until next time, which should be every week. You can download us. You can find us, hopefully, iTunes, Google Play. I don't know, YouTube. We'll figure it out. You find us. We'll find you. We will figure it out. Until next time, don't get beat over the head with a chair.